October 5, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Bias of Degeneration. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, Romans 5:12. The Bible does not say that God punished the human race for one man's sin, but that the disposition of sin, for example, my claim to my right to myself, entered into the human race by one man, and that another man took on him the sin of the human race and put it away, Hebrews 9:26, an infinitely profounder revelation. The disposition of sin is not immorality and wrongdoing, but the disposition of self-realization. I am my own God. This disposition may work out in decorous morality or in indecorous immorality, but it has the one basis, my claim to my right to myself. When our Lord faced men with all of the forces of evil in them, and men who were clean living and moral and upright, he did not pay any attention to the moral degradation of the one or to the moral attainment of the other. He looked at something we do not see, the disposition. Sin is a thing I am born with, and I cannot touch it. God touches sin in redemption. In the cross of Jesus Christ, God redeemed the whole human race from the possibility of damnation through the heredity of sin. God nowhere holds a man responsible for having the heredity of sin. The condemnation is not that I am born with a heredity of sin, but if when I realize Jesus Christ came to deliver me from it, I refuse to let him do so, from that moment I begin to get the seal of damnation. And this is the judgment, the critical moment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light. That's the end of Oswald's words. Often we have been told or taught that sin is what will condemn us to hell. We are also taught that sin are the acts of disobedience to the Ten Commandments and such like, acts of immorality, impurity, and so forth. But that is not what condemns one to an eternal separation from God. What caused Adam and Eve to be lost and to need the salvation and a Savior was that they chose to be their own God when they went against the only commandment God gave them to which they had to obey. And it is the same which causes men and women today to end up in an eternally separated state from God. It is not the commitment of the immoral act or deed that condemns one to separation from God. It is the placing oneself as God to themselves that is the crux of the issue. Just as Satan was thrown from heaven when he decided he would be God and pitted himself against God as an equal to God, that he was cast out, and it was proven immediately he was not God, nor could he be. This same scenario is played out human by human by human. We are all born with the disposition to be our own God and serve ourselves completely, making ourselves number one in all. We can be reunited to God and restored to the Garden of Eden in one and only one way, and that is to give up my right to myself and cease to be a God for myself and allow Jesus Christ to take me into the presence of God and allow God himself to be my God.